Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
The regional town of Hay are throwing a rural Mardi Gras festival next weekend, offering a countrified alternative for those not able to make the massive Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. Starting off small, it has grown into a regional event that will educate and celebrate diversity, promoting inclusion in all its colourful glory.
Well, we had one of our wonderful trolls saying, well, now you've got equality. And I answered back was, well, I've always had equality. I'm lucky. I've always had equality. I'm a straight woman married with a child. And everybody should have equality. Like, for God's sake. What, we can't be straight and have a Mardi Gras? Hello? It's just about inclusion.
Just because they're having a 40th anniversary, why should Sydney Mardi Gras have all the fun? Hay has a population of about 2,500 people. It's halfway between Sydney, Melbourne and Adelaide and sits along the banks of the mighty Murrumbidgee River. And this year, a group of straight women have come together to organise Hay's first Rainbow on the Plains Festival. It's Hay's very own Mardi Gras. Kerry Aldred from the committee spoke to us and let us know that it all began when organiser Krista Shade had a simple idea.
She was keen to do a Mardi Gras, or actually go to Mardi Gras, but has never had the opportunity to. And this year was out again for her, so she thought, well, why don't we do something in Hay and bring in some tourism, because Hay basically survives on tourism, and raise some money at the same time. So she sent a text message out as a, not really a dare as such, but an expression of interest, who's game, to join up.
The event went from being a night at the local club where everyone's dressed up, streaming the parade with some cocktails and raising money for Hay Can Assist and ACON, to something much bigger.
So we've gone from, let's go to the club. We were hoping to have maybe 80 people turn up to the club. We're now a three-day event. ACON decided they didn't want our money. They loved the whole idea and they came on as community partners. Our local community, after we just popped it up on Facebook after our first meeting up at the Services Club, when they agreed that, yes, we could do this, we put it on Facebook and within 48 hours we had people in town saying, well, you're having a parade, aren't you? Because I'd like to put a float in.
Once ACON came on board, the festival got bigger and bigger.
Because once you started with floats, you then had to get sponsors to help cover the cost of everything. And we have a recovery brunch on the Sunday. We've seen a lot of the community leave as they reach age for various reasons. A lot have always felt that they weren't comfortable being there. Times have changed dramatically, so a number have left, vowed never to come back again because of how they felt when they left, but they're actually coming back for our Mardi Gras, and so many ex-locals have reached out to us and said, how fantastic, thank you for doing this, which we never factored that in when we started this. So that's been quite humbling, and we've had times where we've sort of sat around and gone, oh my God, we are touching people in a way where we just hadn't contemplated, hadn't given any thought to it. And it's very, very overwhelming.
While the community response has been fantastic, that hasn't stopped a few naysayers from having a problem.
Hay's always been quite accepting. We were expecting a few people with negative comments. We've had two people from out of town do a bit of trolling on Facebook and making a few hate comments, which we, as a committee of three, we're now actually a committee of five, but the three main organisers, myself, Kerry and Krista, we've nipped that in the bud quite well. Only one person locally actually put something up on Facebook, you know, great keyboard warrior. Another local lady in town nipped that in the bud straight away. Little bit of talk in town, like the older blokes going, oh my God, this and that. But it seems that just over the last 2 months, the more information that they've actually received, they're not perceiving it as just for gays, lesbians, etc. It's not about just for gays and lesbians. It's about for everybody, every human in our community to come together, learn more, be more accepting. You know, that's what it's all about. It's just about acceptance, inclusion of diversity. And we are educating, which has been fantastic.
With a Street Party, a live stream of SBS enjoys coverage of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade, and a recovery brunch and picnic at Sandy Point Beach, it's going to be a whole lot of rainbow fun in Hay for the first week of March.
We had a lot of people say, oh, why are you doing it the same weekend? And it's like, can't you change it because we'd like to be there? And it's like, well, we started off, we were just going to watch SBS streamed at the club. Next year, we've already got people saying that they're going to be here next year. So we were already having to sort of think, oh, my goodness, we've got a plan 2019 and we haven't even got 2018 off the ground. 2019... it won't be the same weekend because we're all going next year.
There's a real thirst to make the event great for regional equality, with bands donating their time and major sponsors stepping up, coming on board and already talking about making next year's Hay Mardi Gras even bigger before the first one's even gotten off the ground.
The amount of people that have contacted us where we're just so overwhelmed, it becomes quite emotional and we're sitting there in tears.
There's a real passion to make our regional spaces more inclusive for all.
We're so isolated here in Hay. Like, we're in the middle of everywhere, but our next towns from being in the middle of everywhere is quite a drive. And there's so many other small, isolated communities where there's kids growing up with, you know, hormones are going through, emotions, there's confusion, there's the thought of not being accepted, ostracised, etc., and just to let, or adults that still haven't quite come to terms with exactly where they sit, it's just nice for them to realise that they don't have to move away from rural Australia to go to the city to be accepted or to blend in. Well, we know that we are reaching out and hopefully we're able to reach out to more to allow them to feel comfortable with who they are. Very important that you can be who you are, where you are. Your location shouldn't play a part.
Head to Facebook to find all the details for Hay's first Mardi Gras. Simply search Hay Mardi Gras and you can find all the information that you need.
That was Dina Curie with Kerry Aldred from Hay Mardi Gras.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program and your link to the stories that matter.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.